Two Greek Myths.
Can you imagine falling in love with a statue? Hello, and welcome to The Reading Ear. My name is Dino Mahoney, and on today's programme we're going to be talking about two Greek myths, Pygmalion and Galatea, and also Pyramus and Thisbe. Also on today's programme, we have two students from Buddhist Ma Kam Chan Memorial English Secondary School in Fan Ling, and they are Helen Ya.
Hi.
Hi, Helen. And also Tracy Sim.
Hi.
Hello, Tracy. Nice to have you with us today. And I'll be talking to them later. Myths were stories told over 2,000 years ago in ancient Greece. They are stories that are about people and about gods. The ancient Greeks believed in many different gods. For example, the king of the gods was Zeus, Z-E-U-S, Zeus. And other famous gods are Aphrodite, the goddess of love, and Apollo, god of the sun, the arts, and of healing. Many of the Greek gods are today better known by their Roman names. A good example of this is the goddess of love, Aphrodite. We usually call her Venus. Venus, the goddess of love. In our first myth, Venus appears, and with her powers as a goddess, she makes something extraordinary happen. Remember I asked you if you could imagine falling in love with a statue? Well, that's exactly what Pygmalion does. Pygmalion is a young sculptor. A sculptor is an artist who makes statues from marble or wood, stone or metal. Pygmalion vowed he would never get married because he thought he could never find the perfect woman. Instead, he tried to create the perfect woman himself, out of marble. Marble is a beautiful white stone. Pygmalion worked very hard on creating a statue of a perfectly beautiful woman.
A gifted young artist resolved never to marry. His art, he told himself, was enough for him. And he spent all his days and a good part of every night working on the sculpture of a woman. And he made a marble statue of a woman so beautiful that people wept when they saw it. No woman was ever born, no statue ever made as beautiful as Pygmalion's marble woman. The statue was so real that people had to touch it and feel the coldness of the stone before they believed it was not a real woman standing in front of them.
And then something strange happens. Pygmalion starts to buy beautiful clothes for his statue, and he even starts to kiss the statue. How do you think the lips of a statue would feel? Brr, very cold.
He kissed her lips. They could not kiss him back. He stroked her hands, her face, but she was unresponsive. He took her in his arms, but she was cold and hard as stone. For a time, he tried to pretend, as children do with their toys. He would dress her in rich robes. He would bring her presents, little birds and bunches of flowers. He put her to bed at night and tucked her in, as little girls do with their dolls. Pygmalion was wretched because Pygmalion loved a lifeless thing.
Strange, isn't it? A man in love with a stone statue. But this is where Venus comes into the story. Venus, the goddess of love. Well, Pygmalion goes to worship Venus at her temple, the same way that Christians will go to the church to pray, or Muslims will go to their mosques to pray to Allah. And can you guess what he prayed for? What he asked Venus to do for him? Yes. He asked Venus to help him find a woman as beautiful as the statue of the woman he had created from stone. Venus was interested in Pygmalion. He was a brilliant sculptor, and Venus was always ready to help people in love, even if they were in love with a piece of stone. So Venus decides to help Pygmalion.
After Pygmalion came from the temple of Venus, he went straight away to see his stone woman. There she stood on her pedestal, entrancingly beautiful. He caressed her, and then he got a shock. He felt warm to his touch. He kissed her lips, a long, lingering kiss, and felt them grow soft beneath his lips. He touched her arms, her shoulders. Their hardness vanished. It was like watching wax soften in the sun. He clasped her wrists. Blood was pulsing in them. Venus, he thought, sweet Venus, she has made my dream come true. And he threw his arms around his beloved, and she smiled into his eyes and blushed.
Amazing. Venus has made the cold stone statue come alive. And Pygmalion, who said he would never marry because he could never find the perfect woman, marries his statue. He names her Galatea, which means as white as milk. And Pygmalion and Galatea had a son they called Paphos. Beautiful story, isn't it?